Christingle. And there's a light on the top, and it actually means Christ's light. And there are five things about this I'd like to draw out the meaning for us. The first thing is the biggest thing, which is the orange. And the orange stands for the world. And it reminds me of, in Christianity, the most famous verse in the Bible, and I think it will come up on the screen. And it's from the fourth gospel, the Gospel of John, chapter 3 and verse 16, which says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting or eternal life." I'd like to ask a rhetorical question. So that means don't answer me back. You may want to heckle, you may want to shout me down, but just don't answer back. But what I'd love you to do is think about this. I'd like to ask a couple of questions. Is this true? Could it be true? If it's true, what about you? So the first thing is the orange. It stands for the world in which we live, and that God loves the people of the world. The second thing, it's usually a ribbon, but I think we've got a bit of red electrical tape. But that's fine. And it reminds us, does the red tape, of God's purpose in sending Jesus to the earth from heaven. Because you see, we remember Jesus was born at Christmas, don't we? Then he grew up, and another 33 and a half years or so, he died on a Roman cross. He literally, it's a bit gruesome this, it's not really very good for Christmas, but he bled to death on the cross, and his blood was shed so that you and I would not have to die, but so that we could live forever. So that's the red ribbon. Now, here's just an interesting thing, because people say, well, how can God be a God of love, and yet he doesn't seem to do anything about all the pain and suffering and problems in the world? Why doesn't he just come down and do something about it? But the message of Christmas is, that's exactly what God did 2,000 years ago when he sent his Son to die for the world. Because you see, Jesus' death, eventual death, dealt with the root cause of human suffering and problems in our world. Because you see, the root cause of those problems basically boils down to man's selfishness, greed, man's self-interest. The Bible uses a three-letter word. It's the word sin. And you see, what happened is Jesus, when he went to the cross, when he'd grown up from being a baby in a manger, he went to the cross. On the cross, he took the sin of the world in himself, and he died with that sin, so that all who trust him, all who believe in him, can know God's forgiveness in their lives. And we've all done wrong, let's be honest, we've all done wrong things, haven't we? What a Christmas present from God, that he would send his Son to save the world. Well, is this true? If it is, what about you? Is there something you might want to do about that? Okay, the next thing, and I really am resisting temptation, I have to say here, but let's just, you know, books open, everything out on the table here. These are my favourite sweets, jelly tots. But fruit and sweets, we've seen how the world speaks to us about God's love and how the red ribbon speaks of him dying, shedding his blood for us to forgive us. Well, about these fruits, these sweets, do you know, I heard something just a few weeks ago about what people like to hear, wherever they are in the world, whatever the country they belong to, whatever culture. And they like to hear three things. The first thing they like to hear is that, I love you. Nothing to do with religion, this is just what people like to hear. The second thing is, you're forgiven. And the third thing is, let's eat. Quite appropriate. I'm already being very tempted to put one of these in my mouth, but I better not. So I've got to finish this quick. So what's the significance then of these sweets or fruit? Well, do you know what? People see God, some people do, as a celestial killjoy, a man behind a cloud with a big stick waiting to hit you if you put a foot wrong. Such a wrong idea about the God that I know. God's plan for your life and my life is that we have a good life and we enjoy life. That your life would be characterized by sweetness, not bitterness. In fact, the Bible says, it says this, it says, taste and see that the Lord is good. But the thing about the fruit is, in order to enjoy it, it's no good looking at it, is it? I've got to get my finger, I'm not going to do, pop that in my mouth and taste it. And something that you have to do, if you look at this and you think, is this true? What about me? Do I need to do something about this? Do I want to do something about this? Is you have to take it for yourself and eat it yourself. It's no good saying, well, we're in a church, so I'm a Christian, aren't I? No, I was born in a Christian country, wasn't I? Yeah, but no. You don't get to be a Christian by just looking at things and observing things. It's a personal decision to accept what Christ has done for you all those years ago on the cross. And so let me just ask that question. Is this true? What about you? For me, nearly 40 years ago, I made a decision to follow Christ. And my life was dramatically enhanced from that time on. But that's my experience. You have to taste it for yourself. The other thing is the four sticks that the fruit are on. And these stand for the four corners of the world. In other words, there isn't a person on this earth who can't experience and know the love of God in Christ. It's for tall and short, rich and poor, black and white, man and woman. It's for all. But you don't know what I've done. You don't know what I'm like. God knows every single thing about you. And he still came into the world and ultimately died for you. Took your place. And then, of course, the last thing, the candle. I don't know if I'll be able to do this right. Joy did tell me how to do it. But, oh, yeah. There we go. So Jesus is the light of the world and has already been read out. He said this. He said, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. It's been one of my joys in recent weeks to be able to cuddle my granddaughter, who's just walking out of the room with Ty. And I remember just holding her in my arms, and it was great to do that. And I just thought, how much God loves life. And Jesus said, I'm the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. And God is for your life, for your success. And I'd like to just conclude in a very brief prayer. And what I'd like to pray for is, if you're here today and you say, well, you know, I might like to just find out a bit more about this. I've got questions, but I'd like to find out. We do an alpha course that you can come along to, and that will be on later on this year, to find out about Christianity, if you want to. could also be someone here who says, well, you know, I'd like that. I'd like that, Hugh. I'd like what you seem to have. And I'd like to be a Christian. Well, pray for you too. I'm just going to pray a general prayer, and then the children are going to come in and parade their Christingles. Heavenly Father, thank you so much that you loved the world so much that you sent your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, to be born in this world and then to die for us so that we could be forgiven our sins and we could experience and receive everlasting life. Thank you so much. Lord, I pray for anyone here who may be curious and may want to know more. And I pray that you'd help them in that journey and that they would be able to find out for themselves you, the light of the world. Lord, anybody here today who said, well, I'd like to be a Christian now. Well, just become real to them as they ask you. And we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.